जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर जय गोपी जन बल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय जसदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय जसदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय जमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय जसदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय जमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी
జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధ మాధవ కీ జయం విష్ణుపాద పరివ్రాచార్య పరమహంస శ్రీ శ్రీమదభయచరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్య మహారాజ్ కీ జయ జయం విష్ణుపాద పరివ్రాచార్య పరమహంస శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి ఠాకూర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్య మహారాజ్ కీ జయ నంతకటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కీ నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ ప్రేమచకో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసాది శిశు గౌరభక్త వృంద కీ జయ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపు గోపీనాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధకుండ గిరిరాజ గోవర్ధనికి జయ వృందావన మథుర ద్వరికధామ్ కి జయ నదియా నవదీప్ మాయపుర శ్రీధామ్ కి జయ శ్రీక్షేత్ర శిశు జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్ కి జయ గంగామాయి కి జయ జమునామాయి భక్తి దేవి కి జయ శ్రీమతి తులసి మహారాణి కి జయ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి కి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధారాస విహారీ కి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ లలితాదేవి సఖాదేవి కి జయ సీతారాం జిలక్ష్మణ హనుమాన్ కి జయ శిశు గౌర్నితాయి కి జయ జగద్గురు శిల ప్రభుపాచ్య మహారాజ్ కి జయ నంతకటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కి జయ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డి ఓడి హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డి ఓడి హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డి ఓడి హరే కృష్ణ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నష్టప్రాయ స్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నష్టికీ మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాస్తమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దినతారిణే పరమానంద మాధవం. సో టుడే వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 24 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 52. పదా శరత్ పద్మ పలాస రోచిష నఖ దుభిర్ నో అంతర్ అఘం విధున్వత ప్రదర్శయ శివం అపాస్త సాధ్వసం పదం గురో మార్గ గురస్ తమో జుసం. పదా శరత్ పద్మ పలాస రుచిష పదా శరత్ పద్మ పలాస రుచిష నఖ దుభిర్న అంతర్ అఘం విధున్ బత నఖ దుభిర్న అంతర్ అఘం విధున్ బత ప్రదర్శయ శియం అపాస్త సాధ్వసం ప్రదర్శయ శియం అపాస్త సాధ్వసం పదం గురు మార్గ గురుస్తమజుసం పదం గురు మార్గ గురుస్తమజుసం పదా శరత్ పద్మ పలాస రుచిష నఖ దువిర్న అంతర్ అఘం విధున్ బత ప్రదర్శయ శియం అపాస్త సాధ్వసం పదం గురు మార్గ గురుస్తమజుసం పదా శరత్ పద్మ పలాసరుచిష నఖ దువీర్ణ అంతర్ అఘం విధున్వత ప్రదర్శయ శ్రేయం అపాస్త సాధసం పదం గురుర్ మార్గ గురుస్తమోజుసాం. మాతాజీస్, వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ పద బై ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ శరత్ అటం పదం లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్ పలాస పెటల్స్ రోచిష వెరీ ప్లేజింగ్ నఖ నెయిల్స్ దూభి బై ద ఎఫల్జెన్స్ నహ ఆవర్ అంతః అఘం డర్టీ థింగ్స్ విధున్ బత విచ్ క్యాన్ క్లెన్స్ ప్రదర్శయ జస్ట్ షో శివం యువర్ ఓన్ అపాస్త డిమినిషింగ్ సాధోసం ద ట్రావెల్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ పదం లోటస్ ఫీట్ గూర ఓ సుప్రీం స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ మార్గ ద ప్యాత్ గురుః స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ తమః జుసం ఆఫ్ ద పర్సన్ సఫరింగ్ ఇన్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫర్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎస్ఈ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. మై డియర్ లార్డ్, యువర్ టూ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆర్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ దట్ దే అపియర్ లైక్ టూ బ్లోస్మింగ్ పెటల్స్ of the lotus flower which grows during the autumn season. Indeed, the nails of your lotus feet emanate such a great effulgence that they immediately dissipate all the darkness in the heart of a conditioned soul. My dear Lord, kindly show me that form of yours which always dissipates all kinds of darkness in the heart of a devotee. My dear Lord, you are the supreme spiritual master of everyone. Therefore, all conditioned souls covered with the darkness of ignorance can be enlightened by you as the spiritual master. Purport. Lord Shiva has thus described the bodily features of the Lord authoritatively. Now he wants to see the lotus feet of the Lord. When a devotee wants to see the transcendental form of the Lord, he begins his meditation on the Lord's body by first looking at the feet of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the transcendental sound form of the Lord, and the 12 cantos are divided in accordance with the transcendental form of the Lord. The first and second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are called the two lotus feet of the Lord. It is therefore suggested by Lord Shiva that one should first try to see the lotus feet of the Lord. This also means that if one is serious about reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he must begin by seriously studying the first and second cantos. The beauty of the lotus feet of the Lord is compared to the petals of a lotus flower, which grows in the autumn season. By nature's law, in autumn, the dirty and muddy waters of rivers and lakes become very clean. At that time, the lotus flowers growing in the lakes appear very bright and beautiful. The lotus flowers itself is compared to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the petals are compared to the nails of the feet of the Lord. The nails of the feet of the Lord are very bright. As Brahma Samhita testifies, Ananda Chinmaya Sadu Ujjala Vigrahasya. Every limb of the transcendental body of the Lord is made of Ananda Chinmaya Sad Ujjala. Thus every limb is eternally bright. As sunshine dissipates the darkness of this material world, the effulgence emanating from the body of the Lord immediately dries off the darkness in the heart of the conditioned soul. In other words, everyone serious about understanding the transcendental science and seeing the transcendental form of the Lord must first of all attempt to see the lotus feet of the Lord by studying the first and second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. When one sees the lotus feet of the Lord, all kinds of doubts and fears within the heart are vanquished. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that in order to make spiritual progress, one must become fearless. Abhayam satato samsidhihi. Fearfulness, Bhagavad Gita 16.1. Fearfulness is the result of material involvement. It is also said in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37, Bhayam ditya bhinivisetaha syat. Fearfulness is the creation of the bodily conception of life. As long as one is absorbed in the thought that he is this material body, he is fearful. And as soon as one is freed from this material conception, he becomes Brahmabhuta, or self-realized, and immediately becomes fearful, fearless. Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, Bhagavad Gita 18.54. Without being fearless, one cannot be joyful. Thus the bhaktas, the devotees are fearless and always joyful because they are constantly engaged in the service of lotus feet of the Lord. It is also said, Evam prasana manasa bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tatta vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. భాగవతం 1-2 చూడండి. బై ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ భాగవత్ భక్తి యోగ వన్ బికమ్స్ ఫియర్లెస్ అండ్ జాయ్ఫుల్. అన్లెస్ వన్ బికమ్స్ ఫియర్లెస్ అండ్ జాయ్ఫుల్, హీ క్యాన్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. భాగవత్ తత్వ విజ్ఞానం ముక్త సంఘర్ష జాయతే. దిస్ వర్స్ రెఫర్స్ టు దోస్ హూ ఆర్ కంప్లీట్లీ లిబరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫియర్ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. వెన్ వన్ ఈజ్ సో లిబరేటెడ్ హీ క్యాన్ రియలీ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. లార్డ్ శివా therefore advises everyone to practice Bhagavat Bhakti Yoga as will be clear in the following verses. By doing so, one can become really liberated and enjoy spiritual bliss. It is also stated, Omo Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunulmitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. The Lord is the Supreme Spiritual Master, and the bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord is also Spiritual Master. The Lord from within enlightens the devotees by the effulgence of the nails of His lotus feet. And His representative, the Spiritual Master, enlightens from without. Only by thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and always taking the Spiritual Master's advice can one advance in spiritual life and understand Vedic knowledge. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha gurau tasya dei kathita hi artha prakasante mahatmanah. Thus the Veda, Shweta Shetara Upanishad 6:23, enjoin that for one who has unflinching faith in the lotus feet of the Lord as well as in the spiritual master, the real import of Vedic knowledge can be revealed. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshurunulmitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama రామ రామ హరే హరే. సో హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ వి సీ లైక్ ప్రీవియస్ వర్సెస్ లార్డ్ శివ వాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ అబౌట్ ద బ్యూటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ హి స్టార్ట్స్ explaining the two lotus feet of the Lord, how these two lotus feet are beautiful and how these two lotus feet are so important for a devotee who wants to worship the Lord. And even one point also he mentioned, in the beginning one person wants to begin the worship, begin this bhakti yoga, one has to start with the lotus feet. So that's the Lord Shiva giving this advice here. And Prabhupada gave a very nice purport. It's like, mostly explained everything. It's like full class here. So these two lotus feet, we can see, is so important. Why these two lotus feet is so important? One, why we should first start worship two lotus feet? Like this, our acharyas, they explain about this lotus feet. See, these two lotus feet, like bhakti yoga, we want to connect to the Lord. Yoga, no? Yoga means connection. We want to connect to the Lord. So, to connect to anything, we need to hold something, no? So, in bhakti yoga, like to connect to Supreme Lord. So, we need some connection point first. Then we'll go ahead or progress. So that connection point is two lotus feet. Without worshipping these two lotus feet, we may glorify other parts of the Lord. But if we are not glorified or worship these two lotus feet, we may not be able to get the connection with the Lord. And also, we are discussing yesterday, like why these two lotus feet are so important. See, like every limb of the Lord has some particular qualities. So this two lotus feet also has some particular quality. That's why for a bhakta, for a devotee, it's very essential to start with this lotus feet. See, Krishna is like Bhayanapi Bhayankar. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is almighty. And like normally, anything we do here, in material world, this bhaya is here. Like Prabhupada mentioning here in purport, the fear, fearfulness is everywhere, this fearfulness covering. But Lord, like one song, no? Abhaya Charanara Bindare, no? So that song is, that Charanara Binda, the quality of the Charanara Binda, two lotus feet, first quality is gives the abhaya. It take out the fearfulness from the heart. So when we start worshipping these two lotus feet, immediately we get abhaya. So with that abhaya, then we don't have any bhaya. Then we start worshipping Supreme Lord. Otherwise, first we see even Supreme Lord, we'll have fear. Anything we see here, we get fear. Anything we'll hear, we get fear. Like so, in material world. When to worship Supreme Lord, if we cannot connect with His lotus feet, then still that bhaya will be there. So by worshipping these two lotus feet, that bhaya will clear. Then we'll start worshipping. So, and there is also some other qualities also there. But first is like it will take out this fearfulness from our heart. Then smoothly we can proceed in spiritual path. Like another song also Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, Narottama Das Thakur, so many songs they wrote. Gaurangera dutipada, jardhana sampada, sejane bhakti rasasar. So, who can get this bhakti rasasar? Only who thinks this Gauranga's two lotus feet is my wealth, dhana and sampada, is my only wealth, then he can, in his heart, this bhakti will develop. Sejane bhakti rasasar, and he is the knower of this bhakti. Like we always in Guru Puja, we start Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakati Sadma, Bandhu Mahi Savadhanamate. So still, these two lotus feet of Guru is important. First, we start with two lotus feet. So without the lotus feet, we cannot progress. So there is another verses. Like Prabhu Tava Pada Juge Mor Nivedan. We have that song like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhu Tava Pada Juge Mor Nivedan. So I have request at your lotus feet. So when a devotee prays or start request only to the lotus feet, starts with the lotus feet, then he progress forward. So devotees, that's why devotees asrayasthal. And where a devotee wants to stay, like always we pray to Krishna. What do we ask him? Okay, please give me shelter at your lotus feet. It's like automatic, we ask Krishna, please give me shelter at your lotus feet. So that lotus feet is a shelter place, Vishram Sthal of devotees. There is nowhere else bhakta will stay. Even bhakta will go, okay, I want to stay at your lotus feet. That's why we say Vishnu Padaya, no? When we do any pranam mantra to acharyas, no? Vishnu Padaya. They're from lotus feet of Vishnu, they come. So these two lotus feet are very, very important. So we have to first concentrate on the two lotus feet of the Lord. Then the form comes. Like I was, like Lord Shiva is explaining about the forms of Lord Narayan here to the Prachetas. So Lord Narayana's form is opulence. The form of the opulence. And he's explaining very, like, brightly, like, and, but in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, normally, in our Sampradaya we worship, who is Gaudiya's Thakur? Who is Gaudiya's Lord? Krishna. Like Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath is Gaudiya's Thakur. Huh? So, our worshipable Lord is Vrindavan Chandra, Shyam Sundar, Krishna. And also, our worshipable Lord is Lord Gauranga. And also, our worshipable Lord is Lord Jagannath. So this is mostly in our sampradaya, in Madhava Gaudiya sampradaya, we concentrate on these forms of the Lord to worship. So when we want to glorify the forms of the Lord, we'll go for these personalities. And even we see Krishna, like in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, he's explaining Rupa Goswami, the qualities of the Lord. Huh? So he's explaining about, like, Krishna has 64 qualities altogether. Out of those, 50 qualities, like all the 50 qualities present in jivas. Then 55 qualities, the plus 50 plus another 5 qualities partially present in Lord Shiva and demigods. Then another 5 qualities, extra 5 qualities fully present in Lord Vishnu, Narayan, on those forms. Then four exceptional qualities is present in only in Krishna. That's not present in anywhere else, any forms. So what are those four qualities? And because of those four qualities, all these beautiful leelas, beautiful forms, beautiful qualities manifesting. And that's only present in Krishna. Those are, one is called Leela Madhurya, one is called Prema Madhurya, another one is called Rupa Madhurya, and the fourth one is called Venu Madhurya. These four qualities is only present in Krishna. So, that Leela Madhurya, that's why he manifests very wonderful Leelas, different Leelas. Childhood pastimes, Kishore Leelas, Kishore pastimes, Krishna manifest. And Prema Madhurya, like especially Prema Madhurya is the manifestation of Kishore Leela. Always accompanying the devotees with pure love of Godhead. And then another one is Rupa Madhurya, which is incomparable beauty Krishna possesses. It's not comparable to anything. And then last one is called Venu Madhurya, which is holding two flutes always in his hand. That's called Venu Madhurya. So these four qualities present in Krishna only. That's why Krishna is incomparable. Etan chasa kalam purusham krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So all are like kala and vishes, but Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And Krishna is sarva karana karanam. Ishvara parama krishna satchidananda vigraha anadiradir govinda sarva karana karanam. So he is the karana, sarva karana karanam. So then another verse also we see these four qualities that in Brahma Samhita, alola chandra kalasa dvanamalya vamsi ratnangada pranaya keli kala vilasam shyamam tribhanga lalita niyata prakasam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. So we'll find these four qualities in this verse mostly. So that's we glorify Krishna's beauty. It's uncomparable. So from there we see, like, we want to explain about the forms of the Lord. So then comes Gauranga. Who is Gauranga, actually? Krishna is the Madhurjamaya Vigraha. Who is Gauranga? Gauranga is the form of Audharjamaya. So, Gauranga, who is Gauranga? He is himself Krishna and Radha, mixed. When Raya Ramananda met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in near Godavari in South India. After all the talks about sadhan, vidhi, then bhakti, rasa, sastra, everything, after all the talks, Raya Ramananda asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I want doubt. So I'm in little confusion. So please clear that confusion from me." So then Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, what is that confusion? What happened?" So then said that, So then Mahaprabhu asked, "What is that confusion?" Then he said, because he saw some form of Mahaprabhu. That's why he was a little confused. సదరి మహాప్రభు వాట్ ఆర్ దిస్ కన్ఫ్యూజన్ అండ్ రామరామన్ సెడ్ పహిలే దేఖిను తోమార్ సన్యాసి స్వరూప ఏవె తోమా దేఖి ముయి గోప శ్యామ రూప ଏବେ ତୋମା ଦେଖି ମୁଇଁ ଶ୍ୟାମ ଗୋପ ରୂପ
ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ରାମାନନ୍ଦ ରାୟ ଦେନ୍ ଟୋଲ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଆଟ୍ ଫାର୍ଷ୍ଟ ଆଇ ସ ୟୁ ଆପିୟର ଲାଇକ୍ ସନ୍ୟାସୀ ବଟ୍ ନାଓ ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ସିଇଂ ୟୁ ଆଜ୍ ଶ୍ୟାମ ସୁନ୍ଦର ଦ କାହଡ୍ ବୟ ସୋ ଫାର୍ଷ୍ଟ ହି ସ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଇଜ୍ ସନ୍ୟାସୀ ଦଣ୍ଡଧାରୀ ସନ୍ୟାସୀ ଦଣ୍ଡ କମଣ୍ଡଳଧାରୀ ସନ୍ୟାସୀ Now he's seeing him, Shyama Gopa Rupa. That's why he said, what is this? This is the confusion.
Tomara sanmukhe dekhi kanchan panchalika tar gaura kante tomar Shyama anga dhaka.
Then I saw, now I see you appearing like a golden doll. And your entire body appears covered by a golden luster. So now I see a golden luster in front of you. And it's covering your whole body. So then what did he say? What is this? Then Mahaprabhu was... then he's saying,
Tahate prakato dekho sabansi badana নানা ভাবে চঞ্চলতা হে কমল নয়ন
আই সি দ্যাট ইউ আর হোল্ডিং এ ফ্লুট টু ইউর মাউথ অ্যান্ড ইউর লোটাস আইস আর মুভিং ভেরি রেস্টলেসলি ডি টু ভেরিয়াস এক্সটাসি সো হি দেন হি স দ বংশীবাদন কৃষ্ণ দ্যাটস হি সেড আই এম লিটল কনফিউজ হোয়াট ইজ দিস অল দিস দেন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সেড সি ইউ আর এ ডিভোটি অফ লর্ড কৃষ্ণ That's why wherever you see Krishna. So this is nothing wrong. So you see Krishna everywhere. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to tell like that. But then Ramananda said, no, you came here to deliver me. Now he wants to cheat me. What is your nature? Why you are doing to me like this? Please explain me everything. So after this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then wants to showed him the real form. Who is he? And he's saying,
Tabe hasi tare prabhu dikhaila sorupa rasa raja mahabhava dui eka rupa rasa raja mahabhava dui eka rupa
Like we say always, Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. No? So here in one place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this practical. Practically he showed this form. Like he is not in difference from Radha and Krishna. There he said he is both mix up Rasaraja and Mahabhava. Rasaraja is Krishna and Mahabhava is Srimati Radharani. So this mixed form of Rasaraja and Mahabhava, he showed the beautiful form. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this form only can be visible to you. So this is the form of beauty of the Krishna. And his Gauranga is none different from Krishna. And when we come to Lord Jagannath, he is the form of what? Like Lord Krishna is the form of Madhurya Kanilaya, Madhurya Maya Vigraha. And Lord Gauranga is the form of Audharya Maya Vigraha. And what is Lord Jagannath? He is the form of mercy. The Mahapatita Pavan. He's Jagannatha. He's always Patita Pavan. He's always holding his hand like this. He always wants to embrace everybody in the whole world. That's why everybody come, I want to embrace you. Alingan. That's why his hand is open. He's the merciful to... That's why he took the name also, Jagannatha. Like normally Krishna has name Gopinath, Radhanath, no? So but he took the name, Lord, name as Jagannatha. Means, Natha of everybody. Everybody in this whole planet, in whole universe, you say. So that's why he took the name of Lord, name as Jagannatha. He wants to be merciful to everybody. Every jiva, every living entity. Because he took the name Lord Jagannatha. That's why he took so many forms for all kind of people. Like the Snana Yatra finished now. In the day of Snana Yatra, he took a form, it's called Hathives, the form of an elephant. Like one devotee from South India, he came, he was a devotee of Ganapati. So he wanted to see Lord Jagannath as a, like a Ganapati. So first he saw Jagannath, then he was a little depressed. Then Jagannath showed him this form, as an elephant form. He was merciful to even devotee of Ganapati. So and then he, in many places, he showed different forms to different devotees. Even if you go to Jagannath Puri, in different days if you go, you see different mood there. Sometimes you see he looks like a Gopal, like small Gopal. And sometimes you'll see he's like a Shyamasundar, like Kishore Murthy, like romantic mood. Everybody can see this in Jagannath Puri. He's merciful, always he's merciful. That's why he took this form, and he took a form, like here we are describing about the lotus feet. So where is Jagannath's lotus feet? He said he doesn't have a full hand, doesn't have a full feet. But he has feet. His feet is shrunken into, because he is in Mahabhava Rupa. In Mahabhava Rupa, Krishna's hand and feet shrunken into the body. And his eyes become round. He can see everything all the time. Patita Pavan, Jagannath. So and that's why he said, you can dress me anyway. You can put my feet, you can make my hand. That's why when we do the Sunaves, Rajaves or Sunaves, they put like golden hand, golden feet for Lord Jagannath. And he looks like so beautiful. And like that by Raja Rajeshwara base. In Kartik, Lord Jagannath take a base which is called Radha Damodara base. Because Radha and Krishna is there also. Lanavari Jagannath form, which also Vaishnavas they say, is called the Radha Alingita Vigraha. Jagannath. He's always embracing Radharani. It's called the Radha Alingita Vigraha. Like in Mahabhava, like why this Jagannath form came, like everybody knows about this. Because of the separation from this Brajavasi or Gopi, especially Radharani, he took this form of Lord Jagannath. That's why she always thinking about Radharani. So he's a Radha Alingita Vigraha, Jagannath. And that's why in Kartik they do a base, it's called Radha Damodara base. And that base, what happened? Before it starts in Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath Puri there was one house in near Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, and there one family was living in Jagannath Puri. So what the family was consist of one mother, then the son, then the wife, and that's his sister. So this wife of the person and sister, they always in this Kartik they always go near to the ocean and worship Radha Damodar there. So Jagannath is Bhavagrahi. So he always searching for who has Bhava. Then he will go there immediately. So when they starting worshipping Radha Damodar, Jagannath used to go there. So what happened one day, like Jagannath left temple and he went there accepting the worshipping of Radha Damodar. Then that time king came to the temple. And he said, okay, then start the bhoga, no? Offering. So, but then he started offering bhoga, but Jagannath could not see, because when you, in Puri, what happened? When you were offering the bhoga, the panda has to see in the chalu, in the water, he has to see the Jagannath. If he cannot see Jagannath, then it's not bona fide. Everything has to throw. They cannot offer to Jagannath. So every day he has to see. So that day Jagannath left temple, he went Radha Damodar to worship that worship. Then here Jagannath is not visible. Then Raja thought, king thought, that some offense these pandas did. That he was very angry to these pandas, and he said, you all get out from here. I will bring some other brahmanas. Then king brought some other brahmanas. They also did the same thing happened. Jagannath could not visible. So then Raja left. Then Raja thought something happened. Raja also was like angry. Then after 3 days, Jagannath appeared in front of king. He said, "What happened? You are not giving me any food. 3 days I have not eaten anything. Now I am hungry." He said, Radha said, "No, all these things happened." Then Jagannath said, "You chastise my devotees, my pandas, and now they are not offering me anything. And 3 days I am hungry." So then king thought, "What happened?" He said, "I went to, because I am Bhavagrahi, so somebody worshipped me outside the temple, and thus I went left temple, but you could not wait, and you just chastised my pandas and leave the temple. So that's why I am hungry now." So then king thought, then after that this Radha Damodar worship starts in the temple also. That's the story. And also, same time also, they start a Balabhoga, like in the Kartik mass, also one Balabhoga they offer. Balabhoga means, in the morning they offer one Balabhoga, like small offering. That's only in Kartik. That's also one story related to that. So, in different times Jagannath take different vases. Like mostly the famous vases are, every day there is like, some vases are also there. In the morning is called Abakas vase, when he doesn't have any so much cloth. Only one gamcha and one uttari. Very clean vase. And then after he gets some vase of Raja vase, small Raja vase. Then in the evening, after offering, he take a vase, is called Bada Singhara vase. Bada Singhara vase, always, every day this happens. And that Bada Singhara vase is full of flowers, different flowers. That time he goes to the Rasa Leela. That's why he takes that vase. Every night he goes for the Rasa Leela to meet the gopis in Vrindavan. That's why he have that vase, Bada Singhara vase. The different flowers. And in different times of the year, also different particular vases are there. In Kartik, this Radha Damodar vase happens every day, except last 5 days. In last 5 days, called vases called Lakshmi Narayan vase, Lakshmi Nrusingha vase, Banka Chula vase, and some other vases is like Raja Rajeshwar vase. Then, if any year this Panchak, Bhishma Panchak, everybody knows, no? In any year this Bhishma Panchak comes 6 days. There's some year it called 6 days. It comes for 6 days. And then 6th day, they have called, one vase is called Nagarjun vase. And that sometimes come for like after 27 years. But last 2-3 times it came very quickly. But one time it came after 27 years also. So these are like some different bases. Nagarjun base is like, he's going for the war. Going to have a war. They call Nagarjun base. Very opulent. And one base is called Raghunath base. Like they will give the base for like Raghunath, Sri Ramchandra, no? So that base is happens in like 100 years, once in 100 years. So last 100 years, last time it happened many years back. But after that, the king stopped. Because what happened? For that base, they need like lot of gold. Even in Sunna base, the gold they use, there is a lot. But in Raghunath base, it's even 100 times more gold will come. For that, there will be security regime, no? So security issue, and also a lot of people would come. That's why they stopped that vase. It's not having nowadays. The Raghunath vase. So that's why we see Jagannath takes many forms of the Lord, beautiful forms, for devotees. So devotees can concentrate on those forms and can have the meditation. So that's why this Jagannath Ratha Yatra is coming now, approaching. So everybody can get the mercy of Lord Jagannath. And Pray at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath, how we can progress in our spiritual life. And Jagannath is merciful, that's the one thing. Jagannath is merciful. You ask anything, he will give you. That's guaranteed, 100%. That you can practicalize also. You can go there, you can ask. This is truth, real truth. So that is the thing. And this part also Prabhupada said a lot of things. So mostly like everything he said. So that's why we have to concentrate on the lotus feet of the Lord all the time when we start worshipping Lord. So here I'll stop, and if anybody has any question or comments, then go ahead.
स्वामी जी जय श्री कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण।
जो हम पूजा पाठ करते हैं उसका फल हमारी फैमिली को भी लगेगा कि खाली मेरे को लगेगा?
मिलेगा सबको,
वो फैमिली को मिलेगा ना?
yes.
उसके मतलब संकल्प करना पड़ता है, संपूर्ण परिवार के लिए करो, ऐसा संकल्प करना पड़ता है ना?
मिलेगा सबको।
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच।
हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण। यू टोल्ड दैट लॉर्ड द डिफरेंस बिटवीन Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya is merciful.
There's no difference actually. There's no difference. Like normally we say, we take, like in Krishna Leela, Madhurya is, there is, see in Krishna and Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything is there. This poor, like, he's the most munificent, most magnanimous. No? Lord Chaitanya, we say Lord Chaitanya is most magnanimous, most munificent and most merciful. So in Chaitanya, like in Krishna Leela, the Madhurya is dominating. Audharya is hiding there. But Audharya is there. If Krishna doesn't have Audharya, how he comes as Mahaprabhu? He has that Audharya. He exhibit in Mahaprabhu's form. That Audharya came. And Mahaprabhu is the form of Audharya. But what he is teaching us? To worship to whom worship? To Madhurya Kanilaya Krishna. To worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us to worship Krishna all the time. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya. Tadhama Vrindavanam. No. Ramya Kastit Upasana, Brajabadhu Vargyana, Jakalpita. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. He to worship to the Madhurya. And Krishna has Audharya. That's why he came as form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jagannath, everything is there. So in three forms, you'll find three things. All the merciful, Audharya and Madhurya, everything is there. So, but some particular form is dominating something, one another. But everything is there. So there is Purna and there is Avatari. Like all the avatars we see, all the manifestations are avatars. Ansa, Ansansa and everything. But these three forms, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath and Lord Krishna, is same, exactly same. Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. That's non-different. Nothing. In tattva-wise same, everything same. It's non-different. Philosophy-wise same, tattva-wise same, form-wise same. You ask everything, they will show you form. And in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sada Bhuja Gauranga, he is everything, no? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Brahmana who came to offer in his house, he is offering cooking and offering every time he take his food, when he was small Nimai. Then at last he showed him Ashtabhuja Gopal Rup, full form of Gopal, he showed him. So Gauranga showed Gopal, so he is same, there is no difference. It's full avatari Krishna has these forms. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.